This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Here's an item that in most other weeks would be getting a whole lot more attention. A Senate bill to roll back some of the banking restrictions that were put in place after the financial crisis is moving forward with bipartisan support. 17 Democrats have voted alongside Republicans to allow a floor vote on the thing. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has this latest episode of Today in Dodd-Frank Rewrite.
Ever since Congress enacted Dodd-Frank 8 years ago, the banking industry has been arguing it goes too far, that onerous regulations are putting smaller rural banks out of business.
We're losing a bank a day in our country. We have been for a few years.
Kathy Underwood is CEO at Ledyard National Bank, a community bank in New Hampshire. She thinks the Senate bill is necessary.
It's not the perfect bill, but boy, it goes a long way in helping reduce some of those overhead costs.
Among many other things, the bill changes the threshold for which banks are subject to stricter oversight, like capital requirements and stress tests. Right now, more rules kick in for banks with more than $50 billion in assets. The Senate bill raises that threshold to $250 billion. Most community banks hold less than $10 billion. Katie Milani at the left-leaning Roosevelt Institute says less oversight is a step in the wrong direction.
This is not just targeting and relief for small banks. These are banks that are up to $250 billion. So these are names like American Express, SunTrust. These are big banks.
Large parts of the banking bill deal with housing regulation and mortgage finance, some of which worries Aaron Klein at Brookings. The bill would exempt 85% of banks in the country from new requirements to provide information about racial disparities in mortgage lending.
This will lead to lower quality data, which in turn means that some instances of racial disparity in lending will go unchecked.
The Congressional Budget Office says the bill could slightly raise the probability of the failure of a major financial institution. It could get a final vote on the Senate floor this week. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.